This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado House Republicans so far are not uniting around their caucus's nominee for Speaker, Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise. As she was leaving the caucus meeting, Western Slope Representative Lauren Boebert said Scalise doesn't have her vote.
I'm voting for Jim Jordan on the floor.
With a slim majority in the House, the next Republican speaker can only lose 4 votes from his party. Republican Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy, told reporters that he voted present during the closed-door nomination process. The closing arguments for the trial of 2 officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain concluded Tuesday. Aurora Police Officer Randy Rodema and former officer Jason Rosenblatt faced charges of manslaughter, second-degree assault, and negligent homicide. Dwayne Lyons is a prosecuting attorney for the state.
This is not just a tragedy. This is a crime. It's unfortunate, but your job here is to evaluate the evidence. All of the evidence points to the inescapable conclusion that these defendants are guilty of the crimes charged.
Defense attorney Donald Sisson represents Rodema.
Just because there's a tragedy does not mean there's criminality.
The jury is deliberating the case right now. A former Colorado man has been sentenced for his actions during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Isaiah Farnsworth was given 3 months in federal prison for entering the Capitol and causing damage to property inside. Farnsworth lived in Broomfield at the time. Prosecutors say he attempted to knock an interior door down in the Capitol and helped cause nearly $10,000 worth of damage to it. President Joe Biden is expected to visit Colorado on Monday. Details about why he's stopping in the Centennial State are not yet available. Biden last visited the state in June to give the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. This is CPR News and KRCC.